Next up is agenda item 6. That's PR 2024-010933, DHO waiver 2025-00014. It's a request for DHO waiver submitted by David Obi as agent for Vicky Garcia Golden, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots, tracts 132, 1 and 2, MRGCD map 38, Garcia Properties Development, zoned MXM and located at 1736 Central Avenue, containing approximately 1.3486 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, I'm here. This is David Obi.
Thank you, Mr. Obi. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yeah, David Obi, 2101 Mountain Road, 87104. Excuse me.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Yeah, I tried to turn on my video, but it says it's disabled by the host.
This is Jay Rudenbeck. I'll activate that here. 1 second.
Cool. Thank you, Jay.
You're a co-host now, sir.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Obi. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so this is a request. Garcia's Kitchen is going through a consolidation plat. They're looking to build a warehouse for some of their dry goods that go into the cafeteria and catering building in the back. So currently the property lines would be spanned by that building, so we're trying to clean that up. One of the comments as part of the preliminary plat was that we needed to kind of clean up the sidewalk along Central Avenue. This building has been there since prior to the 1959 cutoff there. Central Avenue has been through a couple of revisions for, the lane diet as well as the ART project. So there's just not enough room out there to meet the current IDO requirements for a main street that would require between 17 and 23 feet between the face of the building and the back of the curb. We've got 6'8". So what I've submitted is a kind of a waiver of that requirement for table 7229 so that we can kind of get past the frontage requirements as well as the landscaping buffer. As well as we had a meeting with you, Robert, yesterday, for ZHE to get the variance for the landscaping buffer that is also associated with a narrow sidewalk when the main street is less than 10 feet wide. So it's kind of going through multiple departments for the same effort. And I see the comments back from transportation as well as from planning that I didn't address all 10. I can certainly amend that if we would like to defer this until the 11th. I had submitted the same justification that's required by the variance, but that didn't cover everything under 66P of the IDO. So other than that, I stand for questions.
Okay. I guess why don't we go through the public comment and then DFT and kind of get their take, and I'll just request that they address whether we can accept sort of on-screen and testimonial evidence as to those criteria, or whether we need a deferral as we go through. So let's proceed to the public comment first. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item 6. It's a request for a DHO waiver at 1736 Central Avenue. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participant list, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 6. Last call for public comment on agenda item 6. Okay, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFD specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
The Water Authority has no comments or objections on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tikman Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
T. Quan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Central is a main street and requires 10 to 12 foot sidewalks with a 6 to 8 foot landscape buffer. Your waiver request did not address any of the 10 criteria listed in IDO 66P3. Unfortunately, all 10 criteria must be met to be granted a waiver. Please re resubmit with these criteria addressed. For any future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a filled-in traffic scoping form will be needed to determine if a traffic study will be required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Given that the status of the record, would you prefer that this item be deferred, or would you accept evidence that's submitted on screen in testimony today?
I would actually prefer it to be deferred. I mean, the 10 criteria, there's a lot to be in there. So I think that we really need that package submitted.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised. Oh, did we swear you in on this one? I can't
I
remember.
don't believe so.
Let's do it just in case.
I talked to Dave and just let him know that he's a co-host, but I don't think I got sworn in for that. So I probably need to get sworn in, I think.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do. This is Jay Rodenbach. I concur with Mr. Armijo that we have to have time as DFT staff to review justification criteria. So, and there's 10 of them. There's a lot to review. I don't want to make it a practice of applicants submitting that particular type of supplemental submittal and being able to be heard at the same meeting just doesn't give us enough time. That's my view on that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and hear from the rest of the DFT staff members, and then I'll rule on the deferral. So let's go to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer, Jeff Palmer, please raise
Yes,
your
Jeff
right hand.
Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Code Enforcement has no comments at this time.
Thank you. That takes us to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Hannah Alec. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. However, I have a note. Regarding street trees here, I doubt this case is going to come back to us for a DFT site plan. And per the street tree ordinance, if they're adding in 200 square feet of a building or paving parking lots, they need to add street trees, especially Central as a major street. So I kind of need to ask planning if this is the time to ask for the street trees or how they wanted us to put that request in.
Okay, thank you. Does planning want to comment on that?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just address that. I mean, I think Ms. Alec was just getting those comments in. Just an FYI comments for future, site development. I don't have any other comments beyond that, unless Ms. Alec wants to add anything else to my comments.
Mr. Hearing Officer, Jay, my question is, I don't think that they will come back for a DFT site plan case.
Yeah, and you
So,
just want to let them know.
yeah. So, I'm not sure if we have to make it a condition on this plat action, or should we just add it as this needs to be done, or how should
Well,
we proceed?
this is Jay Runbeck. So Hannah, this is just right now, this is the DHO waiver. This isn't the plat, but it's
Okay.
good to note that to Dave and any the rest of the applicants team for future reference when they do submit the plat that we might condition that.
Thank you, Mr. Ring Officer. That concludes my comments. Thanks.
Thank you both. Next up is planning. Who'll be delivering the planning comments?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I just have a couple of things on this one. I've noted that a note must be added to the plat regarding the request approval of this waiver from the Development Hearing Officer, DHO, to allow narrower sidewalk along Central Avenue once it's approved. But I went through and included the 10 criteria that they need to meet once they resubmit on my set of comments. And I do share the same comments that transportation had. So that's the end of my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Let's go back to Mr. Obi. Did you have any questions for any of the DFT?
No, this is David Obi. I understood the comments. And I think that I could get the justification, the 10 items clarified later this week, get that submitted by late on Friday, if that's soon enough to keep us on a June 11th kind of continuance or deferral,
yeah,
whatever phrase we use.
Yeah, I think that would meet the deadline. So let's go ahead and do that. Anything else, Mr. Owe?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your submittals, and thank you to all the DFT staff members for their comments. I hereby defer agenda item 6, which is PR 2024-010933, DHO waiver 2025-00014, to the June 11th, 2025 hearing of the DHO beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.